This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a statement Friday, President Trump announced the U.S. is suspending its compliance with the decades-old Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, accusing the Kremlin of willfully breaking the deal. But later Friday, speaking to reporters, Mr. Trump left open the possibility of some sort of deal. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that they will not give up on trying to convince Russia to come back.
We will both continue to engage with Russia, try to convince them to come back into compliance. They still have an opportunity to do so during this six-month period. The clock is ticking, but 6 months is more than enough for them to come back into compliance in a transparent and verifiable way.
The INF Treaty, signed by the U.S. and the Soviet Union in 1987, was the world's first arms control pact to prohibit an entire class of weapons, banning ground-launched cruise missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met with Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami, Florida. The vice president participated in a round-table discussion with the exiles and community leaders at a Spanish-speaking worship center. He once again emphasized the U.S.'s support of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and denounced the regime of President Nicolas Maduro.
There can be no bystanders in the struggle for Venezuela's freedom. The United States today calls on every nation to recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president and take the side of freedom.
Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly declared that Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump said Friday that trade talks with China are making important progress after discussions earlier this week with the Chinese vice premier. Trump said that ending the trade war with China could produce the biggest deal ever made. He also said that China agreed to criminalize the synthetic opioid fentanyl, which will have a huge impact, according to Mr. Trump, on the flow of the drug into the United States. His comments follow negotiations aimed at resolving trade frictions between the economic superpowers. He said he may soon hold more talks with top Chinese officials. President Trump called bipartisan congressional talks over border wall funding a waste of time and discussed the possibility of getting the funding by declaring a national emergency in order to bypass Congress and build the wall without its approval.
There's a good chance that we'll have to do that, but we will at the same time be building, regardless, we're building wall, and we're building a lot of wall, but I could do it a lot faster the other way.
The president had strong words for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has said over and over again that she will not agree to give Mr. Trump the $5.7 billion he wants for the wall. He said he thinks Pelosi's hurting the country very badly by doing what she's doing. Pelosi has said she was open to other kinds of barriers along the border, but Mr. Trump said that's unacceptable. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said it's sending an additional 3,500 troops to the U.S. southern border with Mexico to assist with border security measures. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is now calling on his successor, Ralph Northam, to resign, joining the call of other prominent Democrats in the wake of a disturbing racist photo that surfaced.
NAACP President Derek Johnson has joined the chorus of public figures calling for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign after publication of a photo for which Northam is apologizing. In the 1984 yearbook photo from Eastern Virginia Medical School, one person is in blackface, standing next to someone dressed as a Ku Klux Klan member. Northam issued an apology saying the behavior was not in keeping with his values. Others calling for Northam's resignation include U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, former Obama Housing Secretary Julian Castro, and Virginia Republican State Senator Bryce Reeves. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has started returning to Mexico newly arrived asylum seekers who present themselves at the southern border, rather than allowing them to wait in the U.S. while their cases are adjudicated. Senior DHS officials told reporters Friday they started the policy, which they call Migrant Protection Protocols, this week by returning a dozen individuals, and the officials say they plan to increase the number of returnees soon. The official added that Customs and Border Protection does have an exclusion list of those who would not be subject to the new process. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. I've got an awesome playlist of music from all around Africa. Angolan kizomba, iconic rock from Niger, trending Afro beats from Nigeria and Tanzania, songs from two Sound City MVP award winners, plus a lot more. Our friend, reporter Bill Odidi from Nairobi brings us an exciting interview with Kenyan guitarist Kato Change and two major African artists, Rocky Dawuni and Aseku Kuyate, are dropping brand new albums. And finally, the biggest news that I'm deeply saddened to report is the death of Oliver Mutukudzi, the legendary Zimbabwean musician and friend of mine and many others here throughout VOA Africa. He passed away January 23rd in Harare. Song of the Week features one of Tuku's best songs, and Mike Kove of the Zimbabwe Service joins me to present that. And throughout the hour, we'll listen to other pieces of Tuku's best songs and moments that I had talking with him in D.C. and in Norton, Zimbabwe. But to begin, we start on a happy note with Awilo Longomba's 1998 techno sukus, Kupebi Bamba. Wepa!
Thank you. All right. Hello, everybody. That was Awilo Longomba's 1998 Techno Sukus Coupe Bibamba. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. The third annual Sound City MVP Awards held in Lagos, Nigeria, happened recently. And the next two songs are by two of its winners, no strangers to Music Time in Africa. Navi Kenzo, the Tanzanian duo Aika and Nario, whose song Katika I presented just last week on Song of the Week, won in the Best Group or Duo category. I didn't know that last week, but congrats to them. Here's their most current awesome hit, Kamatia.
Kamata chini, kamatia chini, kamata chini, kamatia chini, kamata chini, kamatia chini, kamata chini, kamatia chini. I'm gonna call you Lola, I'm going to be your kaka. Kagari alifai kuna toyo, na tukichoka da twende moro. Usinipe gonjwa la moyo, cause you them girls and lawyer. You die, you die, you feel, you know you're rocking with the best man. And I've been so lonely in my life, but now I can hold on tonight. Cause I decide, 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 decide. Cause I decide, 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 decide. Come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini.
I'm gonna call you Coco. I'm gonna be your Lolo. Wanifanya niwe kama popo. So many times that I want you, baby, baby, yo. Bring me some new love. Set me to the top. So many times that I want you. I've been so lonely in my life, but now I can hold on tonight. Cause I decide, 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 decide. Cause I decide, 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 decide.
Come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini. Don't you say that I would deny, get you down to my soldier. To me, I wanna see you whine. Let us get to that corner.
You see, I would not deny. Let me hold your shoulder. I'm gonna really whine and take it slow. Cause I'm falling in love.
Come on, the chini. Come on, to your chini. Come on, the chini.
Cause I'm falling in love.
Come on, the chini. Come on, to your chini. Come on, the chini.
Cause I'm falling in love.
Come on, the chini. Come on, to your chini. Come on, the chini.
Cause I'm falling in love.
Come on, the chini. Come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come.
All right, so that was Navi Kenzo, and here is Magun remix by Niniola and featuring Busiswa. African women who are rocking it. Busiswa just won Best Female MVP at the same Sound City MVP Awards.
I know how to blow your mind. Oh. I can tease you right. I can't be wrong.
to protect the body.
Heather. You just heard Magun Remix. Before that, Kamatia by Navi Kenzo. You can watch these artists on my YouTube channel.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Now, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, and many of you have probably already heard, the world lost a music legend on January 23rd. Oliver Mutukudzi passed away. He was 66 years old, and was so prolific, he recorded 67 albums. In 2012, he visited my studio here at VOA in Washington and explained how he developed his iconic guitar style that became known as tuku music.
What I do is I love mbira so much, but I never got hold of a mbira instrument. When I started, I got hold of a guitar. But the way I learned my guitar was by adapting the mbira sound to my guitar.
Can you show us?
Okay, I'll give an example.
Yeah.
That's how the mbira
flows
and sound, and
it's beautiful, and it comes through the guitar in such a magical, unique way.
You see, it's the same. I just adapt how the mbira plays into my music, which comes to the reason why my fans called the music tuku music.
And that was Huroi by Oliver Mutukudzi. May he rest in peace.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, music lovers. The 2011 Grammy nominee Ngoni musician Baseku Kuyate just dropped a new album January 25th. Here's a sample of that new work, Deli. The vocalist is his wife, Ami Sako.
Dilimani.
chola, yeah, ona fara dondola.
Base Kukuyate and Ngoni Ba with a cut from his brand new album, Miri. Now, another new album is going to drop March 8th. It's called Beats of Zion. The artist is reggae musician Raggy Dawuni from Ghana. His previous album was nominated for a Grammy in 2016. Here's a lovely taste of what's to come, a pre-release from the album Beats of Zion, just released January 25th.
Roll another aces in the hole. Got a new beat on repeat, and now the nation's on your feet, singing ready to rally.
Hello there, this is Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe. I am with, okay, either Dr. Max.
Yeah.
And the program is Music Time in Africa. Oh, best show.
All right, guys, so let's chill for a bit. Here's Shekinah. This is Different, featuring Mary Jean.
My mind.
party. Man, you're plenty, yo. I said, for this my party. You go chop with plenty, yo. Where my woman? We supposed to the party, yo.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Joining me today for song of the week is Mike Hove from the Zimbabwe Service.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me here.
It's a pleasure to have you on the set.
I'm super excited.
I decided to have song of the week a feature of one of Oliver Mutukudzi's songs in light of his recent passing.
Yeah.
And you being from Zimbabwe and a musical guy, I wanted your insight. Out of all of the songs of 67 albums, I mean, how can you pick one song?
It's next to impossible. It's really next to impossible. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, we all have that one song that sticks to our heart. And the song that I love is Todi.
Todi.
Yes.
I love Todi too.
Okay.
Because the melody is so catchy and anyone can sing it, no matter what language. But why did you choose the song Todi?
So growing up, my dad used to love Oliver Mtukudzi. And so whenever we'd travel from Harare to Bulawayo, we'd always pop the CD in. And that song always used to hit me home. I grew up loving that song. And even when I moved to South Africa, people that never understood Oliver Mtukudzi would come to me and be like, hey, Todi. And I'll be like, okay. They're like, Sen. So for me, that song has always stuck by me since through and through. Yesterday when I found out about the news, that was the one song I had on repeat throughout the whole time.
Well, and one thing I like our listeners and viewers to know about that song is the message. So Todi, it sings about a lot of things, but it sings also about the AIDS epidemic and how people were dying and were also killing each other by passing this virus.
That is correct.
Do you have something to say about that as well? How did you feel about that when you were a kid listening to that song?
So, you know, as a kid, you never really understand it.
Yeah.
So one thing I loved about Tuku is his secret was within the lyrics. It was in the message. As you grow older and you start listening to his music, you start understanding it a lot more. So as I grew older and I'd listen to this music, I could relate and I could understand. When you look around, I have family members that have passed on due to HIV and AIDS. So for me, I then started to kind of understand, like, okay, this is why people kind of love it. This is why people kind of resonated towards him. His music, it was something else. It was something special.
All right, so let's listen to Todi. This song was recorded in 1999.
Yep, I was five.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's correct. Five.
All right. So let's listen to Todi by the late Oliver Mutukudzi.
Todi, what shall we do? Sinzinjan,
what shall we do?
Sinara
patumbuka pamuviri pasina raramo
What shall we do?
Oh, wow. That's...
My Lord. We're going to miss this guy.
We're going to miss him.
Such a legend.
May he rest in peace.
To go on the same day as Yuma Segel.
1 year apart.
Man.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mike Hove.
And that was Song of the Week. All right. I want to take us now to an iconic sound of Niger. The electric guitar band Tal Nacional. They've been around for decades and just keep on making great music. This song, Claire, is from the band's 2015 album, Zoi Zoi.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, now coming up soon, Bill Odidi brings us a fantastic interview with Kenyan guitarist Kato Change. But first, let's get our Kizomba groove on. Yeah! Here's Angola's Matias Damasio with Kwanza Buru.
No tempo do Kwanza Buru, Maria não conhecia dólare. Era tudo por amor. Quando se amava, se davam flores. No tempo do Kwanza Buru, nosso saudoso Kwanza Obidie. Só bastava 50 simbeu pra comprar piteu. No tempo do Kwanza Buru, Gasparito não era mbi. Se comprava na loja do povo e o povo comia. Se comprava na loja do povo e o povo comia. No tempo do Kwanza.
saburou. Alambamento era tradição. Garrafão de vinho na mão. E na carta 50 simbeu. Hoje o Kwanza ficou esperto. Mamauê, mamauê. Na carta do pedido, agora embora dólarêuê. Vamos parar aonde mamar. Hoje o Kwanza ficou esperto. Mamauê, mamauê. Maria não quer flores, quer embora e desde Vera Cruz. Vamos parar aonde? Só me resta é chorar e mamauê. 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 Burré, mais velho é quem tinha mais idade. Hoje é quem tem boracumbu, jabaculé, famoso papete. Candengues de 20 anos, dando dreguelhês em costas de 40. É só na mangolê, é só na mangolê. Agora na carta do pedido é: estão pedindo muitas coisas, mamã. Sapato, sola seca, carrada de areia. Parabólica com 6 meses adiantados, panos do Congo, cerveja do estrangeiro, ser nacional, embora ancorado, televisão de 60 polegadas, chinês pra vedar terreno de 20 por 40. Só me resta é chorar, ai minha mãe. Só me resta é chorar.
That was Matias Damasio with Kwanza Buru. I'm Heather, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now, we turn to Nairobi and meet Kato Change. Bill Odidi reports.
A warm welcome from Nairobi in Kenya. Thanks, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi, and today I'm treating you to the music of Kato Change. He's a Kenyan guitarist who's played with various formations, but is now producing his own material, stepping out into the limelight on his own. His first album is called The Change Experience. It's got a wide variety of styles from jazz to house music and everything in between. Here is a track called Staccato to get us underway.
My name is Kato Change. I'm a guitarist and artist from Nairobi, Kenya. I've played for like 15 years, but professionally for like 10, 11 years. I just came back off tour. I was in Brazil for...
In Brazil for a month. Who gets the opportunity to go to Brazil to play music in Brazil? My goodness.
Music has...
You enjoyed all the flavor, the color.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful culture.
It's incredible.
And they love Africans. And their style is very connected to Africa. It's like African rhythm and European harmony.
Give us a taste of what we're going to play first from... This was your debut album,
this
right?
This was my debut album. It's a song that's now started making moves because DJs from South Africa started remixing it and they started making an impact in Europe. It's called Abiro, featuring a singer called Winyo.
And you know Winyo means a bad in
Yes, sir.
He's got the voice of a bad.
Yes, he's a brilliant, brilliant singer, vocalist, singer-songwriter, just musician in general. I'm really glad he came on the record and blessed it with his voice.
Yes.
So Abiro with Winyo.
Abiro. Abiro di tamana.
the album, The Change Experience, what was the reception to that? I mean, first of all, talk about making the album.
I initially actually hadn't planned on releasing an album. I was just writing music and recording. So I had written like maybe 30 or so songs. So we just started releasing songs, and at a point where like we have enough material to put together an album. 3 years later, we released this album because we had released maybe two or three videos before that. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's probably time to now break out as a solo artist.
What are we going to play next?
There's a song called Kofi Ngangate. Mm-hmm. It was actually written by a guy called Parfume Zola. It was in 2012. I was on tour in the States. It's a program called One Beat.
Oh, is that the State Department program, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. So we met 32 musicians in Florida for 2 weeks, created music and toured all the way up the East Coast. So at the end of the tour, we went to a studio called Joel Hamilton Studio in New York. Studio G, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And we recorded the song, Kofi Ngangate.
Show. Kofi Ngangate bona zanga, bona zanga, bona zanga. Kofi Ngangate bona za bova, bova. Kofi Ngangate bona zanga, bona zanga, bona zanga. Kofi Ngangate bona za bova, bova. Mujili mbanga ya taba,
mama yoka.
Mujili mbanga ya taba. Lelo ya yolo.
That's the sound you get when Kenya meets the Democratic Republic of Congo and Nigeria. Musically, of course, Kofi Ngangate by Kenyan guitarist Kato Change, along with Parfume Zola from the DRC, and Nigerian Kayode Kuti. What an exciting fusion. I'm afraid that's all the time we had from Nairobi. Now it's time to hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Odidi. Until the next time, here's a little bit more of Kofi Ngangate with Kato Change.
All right, thank you, Bill. So, darling listeners, we've got time for one more song. And I want to end with the beautiful and iconic music of Oliver Mutukudzi. Here is Neria, one of his most beloved songs of all time. Tuku passed away January 23rd. He will be sorely missed, but his music will live on forever.
Neria, Neria, wo zavore moyo kaneria, mwaria newe. Zavore moyo kaneria, mwaria newe. Mwaria newe kaneria, mwaria newe. Kuvirwa nemurume amba, zvino na moyo. Zavore moyo kaneria, mwaria newe. Zavore moyo kaneria, mwaria newe. Mwaria newe kaneria, mwaria newe.
Size mhlabeni, aluza kiti nantandani.
Okay, and with that beautiful song by the late Oliver Mutukudzi, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. Thanks also to Mike Hove for joining me on Song of the Week. and to Bill Odidi and Kato Change for their interview from Nairobi. Remember, you can always click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, my Instagram, which is at MTIA Maxwell, or Twitter at Music Time Africa, and get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos all throughout the week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. Search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa. Stay blessed.